Board of Supervisors.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Can I speak to your floor supervisor?
Sir, how may I help you? What's your zip code? See if you have a transaction.
Okay. 96740.
96740?
Yes, ma'am.
One moment. What's your name, sir?
Lauren Ellis.
And verify your address for me, please.
78-6725 Makalea Street, Apartment 1E, Kailua Kona, Hawaii, 96740.
Okay, hold on. Okay, sir, I've located your transactions where I see here on 4-6 that you agreed to pay shipping and handling to receive, to receive something from the gadget store.
What online for was I had a message saying that I had a TV, a Samsung 65-inch TV. It said to pay $2 shipping and handling, and then $7.95 got taken off my card, and all it said was that I was entered into a contest to win a TV.
Correct.
Well, that's bullshit. Then I want my money put back on my card because I'm not entering a contest. It said I was having a TV shipped to me for $2. Well, then I'm not entering into a contest. I want my money put back on my card, please.
Okay. So, in other words, you just did this win today, tonight, like not too long ago?
No. It said I already won it, and then I had to pay shipping and handling to get it here. It said $2. Then when I paid the $2, it took $7.95 off my card and said I've entered into a contest.
Right. What you have, because we don't have iPads. We don't have any of the, we don't have products here.
Okay, well, why did it tell me that I already won and we want shipping and handling to ship my TV to me and then tell me I'm entered into a contest? That's lying. That's bullshit.
I don't think it was interpreted incorrectly. We have thousands of members, sir. What it is that it's a chance to win a...
It didn't say that, though. It said that I pay shipping and handling, and I get a TV. 65-inch Sony Samsung TV. And when I put my card number in, it took $7.95 off and said, I'm entered into a contest. So I'd like my money put back on my card, please.
Well, sir, what I can do to help you is, first, you will want to cancel
the account. Money back on the card. I want my $7.95 put back on my card, please.
And I think what will be helpful to you as well, sir, if you have the account canceled as well.
I want it all canceled, and I want my money back because this is bullshit. It's a scam.
Okay, sir. It's not a scam. It's legit.
It is a scam. If it tells you won a TV and then it takes the money from you and tells you you might win a TV, that's a scam.
That's not the way I understood it to be. A member's calling in.
That's the way it came up on the freaking...
Okay, sir. This is what I can do for you. I'm going to do a same-day void for you. You got a same-day void because you just did it tonight. And I'm going to give you a cancellation card.
I want money put back on my card and cancel me from calling me ever again.
Yes, sir. If I do this...
Don't call me. Don't send me no more bullshit.
Well, you know what? It doesn't give me the option to refund that money at all.
I'll sue you guys.
I'm going to tell you why, sir, on this one here.
I will sue Samsung.
Okay.
I will sue Samsung. And okay. I'll get a hell of a lot more than $7.95.
And why are you calling yelling at me now, sir? Let me assist you, please.
I'm myself. I work hard for my money to have $7.95 taken off my credit, my card, when it's not supposed to be. It's only supposed to be $2 to get a TV. It kind of pisses you off, you know? And then I'm told I can't get refunded. That's bullshit.
Let's see, on the refund, sir.
I'm serious. I will sue Samsung. It's false advertisement. It's against the law.
Let's see what I can do here, sir.
It's fine with me if you don't do anything, because I'll get a lot more than $7.95. My lawyer will love this one.
What I'm needing to see here that you actually had a charge to go through, because a couple of these charges didn't go through. Hold on.
There were a couple other charges?
No, the same charge was declined. Hold on, sir.
I know it's not your fault. I shouldn't really be yelling at you, but it really kind of upset me.
Hold on a minute here.
Okay.
Okay, that zip code again is
96740.
Wait on the computer to load up.
And I have screenshots of the page, so it says nothing about any contest. Until the very end, after the money was already taken off my card.
Okay, sir. What I see here, I'm gonna do a void on the $7.95, and a void should put it back on your account. But when it goes back, depends on the bank, 3 to 5 business days. But I can void your account, sir. Same day, because you just did this today, right? You just did this today, is that correct?
Yeah, I just did it today. And I when it first happened, I called, and the lady said that she was the floor supervisor or something like that, and then she basically told me that the account wasn't active because it hadn't gone through or whatever. So I had to wait 2 hours, and so I waited to 2 hours, and then I called back, and then I got old. They should definitely change the wording of their text messages and the website, because there's no mention of this contest or anything. And you know, said that I had a TV available for $2 shipping charge. It sounded great to me. And then I paid $2, put my card number in, and it takes $95 and tells me I'm in a contest. That's false advertisement. Plain and simple.
It's somewhere before you get to that last point, sir, it has you to, you have to, you're going to be, listen, I just want to get your account of the same day void on here, because it, I mean, tit for tat, you and I, it doesn't matter, but, so, let me just void this right here.
Okay. And I'll wait 3 to 5 business days. And if nothing happens, I'm going to file a lawsuit. I've been scammed too many times. Like stupid little... And that's not your fault or anything, but it's just, it's ridiculous. Somebody, we need some kind of internet police. Somebody, people should go to jail for this crap.
Well, I don't know. This is legit where we are, so I don't know what you're speaking of. We have hundreds of members. And
how is it legit when it says that I'm getting a TV for $2 for shipping and handling? How is that legit?
Because it's not what it's saying, sir.
Well, then, like I said, you need to change the wording on everything. Because it's telling me I have a TV available, and then it tells me shipping and handling, and then it takes more money than that. And then I'm into a contest and I might not win. That's bullshit. Plain and simple. That's false advertisement.
I'm trying to listen to you, sir, and I'm trying to get back and forth on this account. I keep losing the zip code on it.
96740.
Okay. Here's your cancellation number, sir. On this. All right, so the computer load up. Okay, so the cancellation number for your account is C2596.
Is that a C?
Yes.
C2596? 03. Wait, what
is it now? CS and Charlie 259.
259.
60.
60.
603093. Okay. C259603093. Correct.
Okay.
And that's all I can do for you here, sir.
All right. Thank you. Sorry to be so belligerent.
No, sorry. No, thank you for calling customer service. And your $7.95 was voided.
Okay. So it should go back on my card, like you said, in 3 to 5 business days.
That's correct. Okay. Thank you for calling customer service.
Please, can you strike me from all your lists?
I don't do that, sir. I'm just transaction center.
Can you inform somebody who does do that?
Well, it comes, you all, it's not, we don't have a list. We go by when you guys call us. We don't call out.
Bullshit. I have 3 text messages that I didn't solicit that were put on my phone. 3 of them. I didn't solicit these text messages.
Like I said, we have numerous of accounts, sir. I've given you a cancellation number. And thank you for calling customer support.